I can't think of name that thing now. I can't think of name. I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, roll it up. Push it down.
Anyhow, I can't think of name. I'll see the menu on that.
You ever hear of a coal scuttle or coal hod or coal bucket?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, a coal bucket you tote coal in, just a big old zinc bucket, see?
And the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney, you call that the...
Stove pipe?
And something that, say if you wanted to carry bricks or something heavy like that, you'd use this thing, it's got one wheel to it and then two handles. You call that a...
Wheelbar.
Wheelbar.
Okay. Any other names for that? You ever hear Georgia buggy? What about something that you'd use to sharpen your tools on?
A grinding knob.
What about something smaller than that?
Well, there's different sizes of them.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you could hold in your hand?
I don't know about that, unless it would be a file or something like that.
So Roy Jean and Robert Earl come home yet?
Yeah.
You know, something that you could hold in your hand. You could sharpen a knife or something on.
That must be a file.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear wet
rocks?
Wet rocks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It's just an old slick rock. Some of them's about that long, some of them about that wide. That sharp knife.
Mm-hmm. So it's something that fit in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Real small thing. And the thing that the people drive now, or the thing that we're sitting in, is called a...
I call it a car.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Not that I know.
What was it called when it first came out? People use the word car that much then?
Well, no, they used to call them automobiles when they first come out.
Uh-huh. But now they call it car?
Uh-huh.
And say something was squeaking to lubricate it, you say you had to do what to it?
Yeah, put some oil in it.
Okay. Or if you didn't put oil, you put that hard, solid stuff, you'd say you had to...
If you didn't put oil in it, it's squeaking that way. You didn't put oil in it, it'd burn every rod you got in it out.
Uh-huh. So, but say if you took your car into a service station and got them to put it up on that thing and
wash rack.
Put it up on that rack and then they'd get under it and they'd do what?
Well, there would be different things that they'd have to get under it for there, see? If it's tightening the pan up, they have to get under it to do that. If it's taking that oil out of there, they have to get under it to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Several different things they have to get under for.
But if they had to put some of that hard, solid lubricant on it. You say they had to grease.
They'd have to get under it to do it.
Uh-huh. You say grease? Grease
mm-hmm.
it, or?
Yeah. Yeah, they have to get under it to grease one that way.
Mm-hmm. Say if yesterday you had taken your car in to have that done to it, you'd say, yesterday I, what, my car?
Had it greased.
Okay. And you say if grease got all over your hand, you'd say your hands were all...
Didn't gasoline wash at all.
Okay. Or how would you describe that? Say you spilled some grease on the table and you'd say the table was all...
Well, if it's about my car, I'd just say I got grease on my hand. I'd give me some gas and bucket and wash my hands, but...
You say your hands had been all greased?
That gas take it off of that, though. I ain't joking.
Uh-huh. Would you say greasy or greasy? How would you say that?
Well, I'd say